We are Cyan Sophie. This is Coastal News, a home and away podcast, your weekly episode companion podcast for your favourite Aussie soap.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Coastal News, a home and away podcast. First look, your end of the weekend foray into the future as we look through and read the episode synopses. Of the upcoming week of Home Away episodes on Channel 5, 5 Star and My5 here in the UK. Stop if you haven't listened to our main podcast episode that was out on Saturday. Rewind and do that now, where we download the week that was last week and share your social media thoughts. Make sure you catch up on that first and then come back and have a little guess with us about what's going to happen on Home and Away next week. I'm, as always, joined by Sophie. How are you, Sophie, on this fine evening?
Hello, I'm good, thank you. You?
Okay, I'm getting better at that spiel.
You're getting very good at that spiel.
It used to be a lot of
foray.
Foray, yeah, that just...
Foray.
I've swallowed a thesaurus to try and make, these things sound a bit different. Weekend going well?
Yes, not doing very much, I'll be honest, a bit lazy, but yeah, good. How about you?
Have a lazy weekend.
No, no, it's my fave.
We were all party last time, so you know, you need to chill now.
That's true. Well, I had two gigs and then two nights of sitting in the theatre, which was quite relaxing. For me, normally it's gigs standing up for... The two that I went to the week before, we got there at like... The doors opened at 7, I got there at like 2:30 for one of them. And then the band that I went to see didn't come until 9. And then you're standing up for the whole gig. So I could be standing up for like, I don't know, like 6, 7, 8, 9 hours. But then the two nights I was at the theatre, I was sat down. You know what I mean? Like sitting down. It was like, yeah. it was not as grueling on the old body as the gigging was. So
less of the old. The old.
It is old, unfortunately. Yeah. I do click when I move now. It's not good. But yeah, it's nice to have a lazy weekend sometimes. I like being busy. I like having stuff to do. But sometimes it's just nice to be a bit indulgent, isn't it? Just
absolutely
do nothing. Yeah.
Yeah. Kick back, relax.
Yes.
Enjoy the show. Now, don't relax too much because I need you to just twist those cogs a little bit in the old...
Oh, no.
Cranium.
Cranium.
What episode are we on Monday?
I don't know. I think we might have ticked over into the 822s now. But I don't know. I've lost the plot. I think we were still in the 81s at the beginning of the week. I don't know. I'm gonna go 8201. 8201. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've done it again.
Oh, what have I done?
You'd be 8201 if you were Channel 5.
Oh, no.
You won it. No, I gave it you last time. I'm afraid. I don't want people thinking I'm a soft touch. This time.
That's fine.
That's it.
I don't deserve it. That's fine.
No secco.
No. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. I've got some squash.
That'll do.
Actually, I need to get rid of this Caribbean rum. Do you want some of that?
Have you still got
it? Don't deck it.
Have you got the crisps as well?
Yes.
What crisps were they? Sorry, this is a side conversation. What kind
meaty
of crisps?
Meaty.
It's one of those.
It's smoky bacon. I know.
Oh, with rum? That doesn't go.
Someone was planning a party.
Oh, that sounds rank. Rum and meaty crisps. No, I'm out. Tapping out. Pass.
Roast chicken crisps and some rum and lemonade. Yeah.
No, that sounds rank. I'm sorry.
Oh, yes, I've still got it.
Sorry, guys. Delivery mishap. Delivery mistake.
Even the Trussell Trust wouldn't take it. But, you know.
I shouldn't laugh. Oh, no.
Right, Monday, episode 8202. Okay.
Yeah.
Harper's back in the dating ring.
Well, she's been thrown back in the sea, hasn't she, by Xander?
Oh, not literally in the sea. You mean the sea of men?
The plenty of fish in the sea. See, you know when you get thrown back in, you're back in the you get thrown back, don't you? Because that was platonic, I think, wasn't it?
Is this a smolder situation? Like, who is she dating if it's not?
She's back in the dating ring. That says to me she's on the shelf again.
Oh, I see, like friend zoned.
Yeah, she's available for dates. She's not dating Xander. She's available for dating. Her hat's in the ring. You know when you put your hat in the ring and you go, I'm available.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. Spell this out to Simon. I read that as like she's dating again.
Well, she might be.
She's going on dates.
Oh, she might be. Yeah, it might be that. But I hear it as she's available for dating. She's not with Xander.
Got you. I'm with you.
I don't know. It could be either.
I got you now. She's open to courtship.
Yes.
Does Dana have a new crush?
A new crush?
Or does she have the same crush, but is just realising it, should I say?
Yeah. A new crush is interesting because we are pretty convinced she's crushing on Xander, aren't we?
We are. So unless, you know, Hasselhoff's come running down the beach or something.
60-year-old man.
And she's thought, oh, a mature man.
Older than Joe Palmer. I don't know how old he is, but I don't think he's in the same age bracket. Yes.
He's there with the top down on his car and he's going, jump in my car. Was that the
jump
song?
Jump in my, take you for a ride. Yes, I can't remember the lyrics, but I remember the song.
Mm.
Yes.
So Dana's like, yeah, that's my new crush.
Maybe.
Were they bringing Baywatch back? Or did I read that? Couple of months back,
they brought out a new Baywatch, didn't they? Was it a film?
Oh, is it done? Oh, Zac Efron's coming back to me.
Yeah, it was a film, wasn't it?
Oh God, well, it's no Home and Away, is it?
I haven't seen it, but I hear it's bad.
Theo's desperate for more.
Oh, drugs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's what drugs do. They make you want more.
Is it more or is it Valerie? Because they slept together, didn't they?
Oh, yeah. But is he desperate for more?
He's pretty desperate, I would say, yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
You fail one assignment, it's a spiral.
That's true. Yeah, okay, fair enough.
Yeah. Mackenzie's affair creates tension at home, if it hasn't done so already.
Is it Marley, though? Because I don't know. Didn't her and Tane have that heart to heart? Or was that still tension?
He was okay
with her answering her phone. You know when her phone rang and he was about to say, I'm thinking about moving back to New Zealand. And then her phone rang and she saw it was Levi and he went, oh, you better get that. And she went, are you sure? And he went, yeah.
Yeah, but Levi walking around in his kecks on a Sunday morning might be a bit different.
Oh, do you think he's turned up at the house?
Mm-hmm. If the affair's happening under their noses. You know
that
I mean?
That is different, not a dodgy motel. Mm. Okay, fair enough.
And see, the next line, this might answer your question. Marley serves Levi.
He's getting involved again. Right, he literally frog marched him out the house when he just thought they were kissing, didn't he? Not that long ago. And threatened his career and said, oh, I'll tell the hospital, you're kissing your patient. Oh, God. Marley's getting unbearable.
He is, but what does he think is going to happen? Like, he's going to end up homeless. She's going to turf him out. Like, they're going to fall. He's going to lose a friend. What? Like, there's no good can come of this.
No, and actually, you push them closer together because they've got a common enemy now, and they can both hate Marley together, and that usually pushes them towards each other rather than away from them.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, I agree that if asked his opinion, if she asks him and says, Marley, do you think I'm doing the right thing? Then as a friend, I would say, no, Mac, I think you're not doing the right thing. But apart from that, it's not his business.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah. You'd just be like, your funeral, mate. But, you know, dancing with death.
Yeah.
Can Dana keep her feelings a secret? Well, not if it's the half.
Why is she keeping them secret? Does she not think, I'm assuming Xander, does she not think Xander likes her back because she forced him on a date with his sister? Her sister, even?
Yeah, if it is Xander, which is a massive assumption here because nothing is saying it is, does she feel awkward that she's only just fresh off the whole Harper and Xander thing?
Yeah.
Would be betraying her sister somehow? I don't know.
Or is he good enough for Harper but not good enough for her?
Oh God, one of them is it?
Don't know. Weird.
Marley's loyalties are questioned.
Oh, now with who? Rose? He said something really weird to her brother about, oh, Rose couldn't come to this Moonlight at Salt thing because she's working, and I feel like I'm single again.
Yeah, that was a weird line, wasn't it? It wasn't quite that wording, though, was it? Or was it?
He said something like, it feels like being single. And I was like, that's a weird thing to say to your girlfriend's brother.
But that could be taken two ways, couldn't it? Like, oh, it's like me and your sister are on the rocks, or he's in a room full of couples and he's the only one with no date.
Oh, yeah, like a third wheel situation. Don't know. It was a bit
prickly, wasn't it, that sentence?
And it was very much aimed at her, like her being at fault. Like I'm here and single, feeling single, and it's all her fault because she's got this job thing.
Well, you know. Eden confides in Cash.
Eden confides in Cash over what?
Dunno.
Ooh.
Is it about
what she confides? Because the last time we saw them, she was doing her statement, wasn't she? The video thing.
Yeah. And it all seemed well with the world again.
I thought so. What's happened?
Can Rue dissuade John?
Oh God, what's he doing?
The donor stuffs must be rumbling on.
Oh, he doesn't want to drop it because she said, "Oh, she hasn't told him all the information, has she?" She just said, "Oh, no. You know, he hit a dead end," and I said, "Yeah, drop it." But she knows more than that. She knows it's legitimate cash or whatever.
But this is going to annoy me if suddenly Rue is like, yeah, leave it, John. Because Rue's been like a dog with a bone.
Yeah, she's paid Cash to find the money.
And now, like, she's happy for Cash to just say, leave it, trust me. Okay, then. I'm sorry, that's not going to wash with old Coastal News here.
No, it's not very good investigative, you know.
Yeah. And it's like totally run out of steam with that story, and we're just like bumbling
around. I just want to know. Do you know what I mean? I don't even care. I don't even care. I just want to know because I don't want to.
Been a right letdown, hasn't it? I got a bit way overexcited. Me.
It's gonna be Alf, and no one's gonna give a shit. You know what I mean?
I know.
Sorry, Mr. Stewart. Not Alf. You know what I mean? It's just it's gonna be someone we know. It's gonna be Irene. Irene's dug down the back of the sofa. And she's found 30K, and you know she doesn't want anyone to know. Whatever, it's going to be somebody that we, and then we're going to go, oh, okay, and that'll be it.
Yep, but we're going to make it last for months. Eden is left out by her brother.
Left out. So Eden, oh, you know when Eden confided in Cash, has she found out about the affair?
Well, do you know what? That is a very strong possibility because how many people know that, like, this secret's going to be less and less contained, isn't it?
We've got
Mac and Levi, we've got Tane, Marley could potentially tell Rose, we've got Cash, Eden, is going to tell Cash if she confides in him. So Cash could then tell Flick. Do you know what I mean? Like, this secrets don't last long ever.
No.
So if this is the beginning of the secret becoming less contained, we're in trouble here.
Yeah, well, Levi definitely is.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, so left out by her brother. He's gone round to see Mac and doesn't want to see Eden, or I don't know. Like, because he keeps coming to the bay and then not seeing his sister, and then she's like, oh, Levi's in town.
And she's going to question that because, like, why else would he be there? There's no patient there now.
No, exactly.
And that could be suspicions. Rose influences an influencer.
Oh, we've seen this, haven't we, on Instagram?
Yeah.
We don't know who she is, but she's apparently an influencer IRL, isn't she, in Australia?
Yeah, but very big on TikTok.
I'm too old and out of the loop for this stuff.
We thought she might be here for the Moonlight thing, so I wonder what else she's there for then.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
She's doing a Judith Chalmers on Summer Bay.
Something to do with Rose, though. Rose influences an influence. Maybe she wants to be a policewoman.
Maybe, or maybe she's giving her a parking ticket.
Speeding. You're doing 30 to 20, just like Mr. Stewart. Who knows? Or maybe she's doing something. You know, influencers do stupid shit on the edge of a cliff to take a video for TikTok.
And Rose comes behind and goes, yeah, jump, you drango. An influencer's into doing it.
Yeah, it could be that, couldn't it?
John and Rue press Cash for answers. So, you know, that's all still going on. Skip. Eden pays a surprise visit to Levi.
Ooh. Oh, do we get to meet the wife?
And assuming Mrs. Levi.
Yes.
Do
we get to meet the missus?
I hope so. We need to see what this marriage is like, don't we?
We need to see it. Because if it's like, I'm still holding out some hope, this is probably stupid, that she's like abusive and he doesn't want to tell anybody. And that's why he's doing this. You know, because he's like, oh, she's a lovely person, have a happy marriage. Bree used to say similar things when she was with Jacob, pretending. And that would make it more palatable if we were thinking that she actually isn't a very nice person.
Absolutely. And are the girls, little girls?
Oh, God. Oh, they're children.
Yeah, very interested to see that. You've got to wait till Friday.
Damn it.
Last line of the week. Do you want it? Or do you want me to just leave you in, you know?
No, don't leave me hanging.
Suspense.
Don't leave me hanging.
Okay, here we go. Does Leah still want to marry Justin?
Well, she said no, but now they've been kissy-kissy at salt. Maybe she's changed her mind.
I can't really comment. There was a time when I was suggesting that Leah did all this to get out of the wedding.
It may still be the case. I don't know. Because obviously she's only said put the brakes on, but then she said put the brakes on for the whole thing. They basically broke up, didn't they, for like an hour. And now they're back together and she's moved back home. So, but then if she's still in the spare room, Have they moved into the same room yet? I don't know.
Listen, at the speed Justin's going, that's a week away.
If they've only just moved back into the same room, then marriage, oh God, he's going to be asking her, isn't he? He's going to be asking, oh, now you're back in the same room as me. Do you want to get married? Because he's thick and he doesn't know when to take a win and when to shut up.
I think your mind naturally going to there is the next step. It's a bit soon.
Not this fast. No, not. I'd at least leave it until, you know, it's been a few weeks and things have settled down and maybe Valerie's pissed off wherever she came from.
I think this needs time. But he is moving at lightning speed, his old Justin.
Yeah.
Please take the time to like, subscribe, and review Coastal News wherever you source your podcasts, and ensure you never miss an episode.